The question was asked, what was the purpose of the period of the judges? What were we supposed to learn from that period, this period where we don't have a centralized leadership? Every tribe seems to be fending for itself, and there's no continuum in the leadership, such that every time a judge dies, there seems to be a vacuum, and the people seem to lose their course. So my understanding of this came from a beautiful book by Rav Remer. There was a Rav named Rav Remer, and he wrote a book on Shoftim and on Yoshua, and he writes the following idea. I don't know if it's his own or he has sources for it. He says, if you look at the period of Judges, you see an extraordinary nation. You see a people without centralized leadership, and they're ethical, moral people. You see two exceptions. In the end of the book of Shoftim, you have two exceptions. You have the story of Pesal Micha and the story of Pilegesh Begiva. But he says the point of the exception is to show you the rule. And even on those exceptions, you find the people reacted as a people. They said, you're not getting away with that. So Rav Remer says the period of Judges, which was three centuries plus years, shows us the fantastic moral character of the people of Israel. Their ability to live with one another in peace, and their ability to develop and lead a moral, just society without a king. He says, where do you find such a society that people can live like that? And you have two exceptions. In three centuries, you have two exceptional stories. So he says, that's the message, that during the period of Judges, we had an extraordinarily fine people, and we were developing. Each tribe was in the process of developing their territory, developing their tribal traits. Every tribe has certain attributes that are more powerful by them than by other tribes. Every tribe with their strengths. So that was a time of development as a nation. That's in a nutshell what he says. But again, I don't know if he has sources for it or he just puts together the sources, and that's the impression we're supposed to walk away with.